Effie and Jordan showed me in Rav Nachum's Sefer, we were discussing Avnei Sakina Masoi Shenichem B'Shus HaRabim Reizikai. And yesterday we were grappling with the Tosfos. The Tosfos said that according to Rav, Bor Shechi Yavasei Torah is Lavoloi V'Loi L'Chavotei. So Tosfos said, but in this case it's Chavota Dideyu, and we were struggling to explain what Chavota Dideyu. So Rav Nachum pointed out that Rashi says Avnoi oisakino shenichum shvam v'niskulu behen b'nei Adam, right? V'niskulu behen, the person tripped, and the Nebuki Yosef says v'huzku, and they were hurt. The Nochum is Bedaik in Rashi, the Rashi is Veheziko, and they Veziko Lehem, and they damaged the Neodam. Niskalu Behen, the person tripped on the knife, Veziko, and this knife, Veziko, so, Veziko, no, and they, the Avne Simresoi, damaged them. As they tripped on the knife, and they got sliced by the knife. Right? The animal tripped on the knife and got impaired by the knife. The animal tripped on the rock and got hurt by the rock. So then Rav Nachum says that that is a beautiful read in Tosfos. Tosfos kasha is that it's a boar. But Rav held that a boar is not lechavotoi, it's lahavolei. Why did Rav say that the boar is lechavolei v'lo lechavotoi? Because Rav held that the chavotoi was under the karka olam. The hevel was the mice that I created. I didn't create the karka olam. Shmuel says I created the situation which made the karka olam damage. But Rav said I have to create the actual mazik. I didn't create the actual mazik. That's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. How to define the creation of the mice hezek. 2 days ago we discussed that boar is the ov of boar is creating a mazik. The machlekes Rav and Shmuel is exactly what is creating a mazik. So Shmuel says even if I create something which then causes a hezek, that's the boar. And Rav says, no, it has to be that I created that which actually damaged. Otherwise, Rav may call it some kind of grum of the head. So now, when it comes to a boar, so Rav says it must be that I created a drop. And therefore, when the person goes through the drop and gets frightened, gets scared of the animal, and they lose it, they die, and they get damaged, that is the mazik which I created. So Tosfos says, but in this case, the guy trips over the stone and gets hit by karka olam. So we were grappling with chavota didei. So Rav Nachum says, but once you understand Rashi, so then you can, just a pshat. Then chavota didei means, in this particular case, avnei sechina masoi means that the person got damaged by the avnei sechina masoi. They stepped on the knife. The knife sliced them. So he says, that's chavota didei. It was his knife which caused it, his stone caused the damage. His knapsack was the one that twisted the guy's foot, the animal's foot. Alright? So it's nice, sort of a solid shot. The words fit much better.
Even if he was mafkir.
Was that?
Even if he was mafkir.
Correct, yeah. This is my sezer. Lachar, it's correct. Okay, that's ha'orah number one. Ha'orah number two is just to highlight one more time what we ended up pointing out yesterday, and that is that according to Tosfos, this is the first time that we have ko-ovois. All right? that we have explicit with the Gemara says, I need two aves in order to be machayev. Okay, so let's just focus in on that nukuda. The Gemara says that according to Rav, kula mishoyre lamadnu. Avni sekinim asoy, but it wasn't mafkirin, comes from shor. And the lashon of Rashi, the lashon of Rashi, v'lav told the devorninu. It is not a told of bor. The Rashi is very clear that Rav holds that avni sekinim asoy kodim hefkir is a told of shor. Tosis asks the kasha, how can it be a told of shor? Shor is a balchai, goes out to damage. And boar sits there waiting for the damage to come. So Tosfos says, Anachanami. It's boar with the help of shor. Now shor with the help of boar. Anachanami, shor alone cannot be machayv avnes dekinim asoi. Because shor is the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, you own something, it goes out to damage, you should have watched it, have your limb shot, we're not there yet, you're chayv. When it comes to boar, the terror was mechadesh that I left something. It's sitting there, waiting for something to trip over it. But I can't, avni sekinim asoy, he's not sure. So Tosfos says, you're right, but avni sekinim asoy is a combination of shore boar. All right? We pointed out yesterday, Tosfos says it's a difficult read in the sugya on daf, Dalit on base, Hamid Alf, the Gemara said, and Tosfos says, and Echanami, but there was another Girsa, so we'll have to correct the Girsa in order to accommodate what we just said. And Tosfos leaves with Tzarachiyun that Rav is Mechayev by Avnei Sekinim Asoy, Rav is Mechayev Kalim. How could Rav be Mechayev Kalim if I need Bor, if it's a co of Bor and Shor? Right? So we pointed out yesterday that the Rosh has a suffix as to whether when you have a ko'ov, does the tolda of the two ovos, does it in fact pick up the coolest of both ovos, or perhaps only picks up the cooler of one ov? So this kasha which Tosfos asked, is in fact the machlokes rishon. So yoytze mikol zeh. You look at Rashi and you say, Avnei sakinim asoy shel yifkiron is a told of shor. And the halacha is it has the halachas of shor, kalim chayovim, and they get damaged by avnei sakinim asoy. Tosfos says Avnei Sekinim is the result of a call it a common denominator of boar and shor, and therefore Tosfos argues that it should have the leniencies, the coolest of both shor and boar. Hayoytzen mizeh, we have a first time that we're told of comes from two ovos, right? There's a machlokes rishonim whether a tolda that comes of two ovos has the leniencies of both ovos or only the leniency of one ov. Tosfos clearly expects it should have the leniency of both ovos. The Rosh says that's the machlokes rishonim. Rashi would seem to support the idea that the leniency of only one ov, and that is shor. That's what we pointed out yesterday. Hezber adomar. How do we understand Avnei Sekinim Asoy coming from two ovos? Why does it need two ovos? How do the two ovos work? How do they work in tandem? No? How do they work in tandem?
Tosfos holds it's a direct hold of shor, but because some the limud isn't perfect, we also import a kamin in
right?
A little bit.
Right? And why can't we learn it straight from bor? Why isn't it a bor?
Because it doesn't have the cares of the bor?
Because the bor, right, because you own it. So Taisva says, if I go to shor, so then it'll be, I will say it's not a good told of shor. Shor I own. No, so shor, I own something, and it's on the, and it's an aggressive mazik. The Torah is machayiv me, I should make sure my aggressive mazik am I not mazik. But bor is a non-aggressive mazik. Who said I have to take care of a non-aggressive mazik? You watch where you're walking. So the Torah says, according to Tosfos, Rav would say, it's a shor, and bor teaches me that if I happen to have a shor that's not aggressive, also chay. So why not learn it straight from bor? Because bor, I don't own the property. So maybe the Torah is only mechayiv of me when, maybe the Torah is only mechayiv of me and when I dig a pit. Vishus Rabim. So the Torah says it didn't bore, and in that case I'm potter mikalim. But if I put something in Vishus Rabim and then I mafkir it, then I don't want it anymore. No. So then you can argue different ways. You can argue I was mocked at everybody else. I left my knapsack Vishus Rabim. That's it. That was mafkir it. Right? So then, anybody else can use it. But if it wasn't mafkirit, if it wasn't mafkirit, so then how do I know that I'm going to have the same leniencies as bor has? So the Gemara says, Tosfos says, and Achanami, I need shor, and bor will patch it up. So the machlokes between the two dais is, when I have two avos, do I say I have one primary av, and the other av comes to protect it, comes to protect it from any kasha, or are the two avos the two sources for this chiyuv? So if I argue that Abnei Sakina Masoi is primarily shor, the way Yoni said it, it's primarily shor, it is chayiv for kalim, I have a kasha. I'm really chayiv for a non-aggressive shor. So bor will say, will be misayay, it'll patch up the hole, so to speak. It says it's not a good kasha, it's not a good pircha, but it's really a shor. So that is what Rashi seems to say. That's what the Rosh quotes as clearly being a shita. I wanted to be shown. On the other hand, if I say, once I need bor, that means it would not be chayim without bor. If it wouldn't be chayim without bor, so then bor is an equal of the shor. So why shouldn't have the leniencies of bor as well as shor? The two co-avos. So that's the simple understanding of the machlokas between the two rishonim. When you have two avos, you look at it as, since I would not be machai without both avos, it's a told of both, or I look at it as it's primarily like one of, and it would have the, it needs the second of just to take away the kashas. Nafkamina, is it a told of two aves with the leanings of two aves? It can't be machayiv more than it's of, or is it primarily the told of one of, with the coolest of that one of? There?
Why would he be able to take the stringencies but not the leanings? Like, how how would it be pulled in, like, okay, fine, so I'm going to take the things that work out for the thing to make it work, but I'm not going to take the things of the...
So that's... Tosfos makes more sense to you.
Yeah. I'm saying that's why Lest Tov is a... Actually, that's why Lest Tov is a question. I just don't understand how... Like,
right.
Using the other thing...
Right.
For
so why thing. Shouldn't it be, you know... So that's a good kasha. I think we'll leave it for now. Okay, that's really what the Briskarov develops. So we need one more piece to understand the Briskarov. One was the Taisvis on Mechuberes, this Taisvis in Rosh, and then a little bit right here in the Sugya. Let's hold the... I think the kasha is a good kasha. I have to explain. I think the kasha is a good kasha. The Tosis is logically easier to understand, and the Rosh is, from the halacha perspective, that the Rosh is easier to defend. Right? Okay, good. We'll leave it now as far as we'll take it now. Good. The third ha'ar that I'm going to make is a little bit further in the Gemara. Gemara says, let's go on to the fourth of. Told to the Vor Kibor. Lechi Kamer HaPapa. So now we're about to finish the sugya. Right? What's the opening sugya is that Ovais have told us. We now have defined the toldos of three aves, or more than three aves. We've defined the toldos of Keren, Shein, Regel, and Bor. In each case, we said toldos same kiyes of him, and we're still trying to figure out what did our papa mean when he said that sometimes toldos same loud kiyes of him. So now the Gemara says one of is left. That's the of Adam. V'chika Amar Papa told the Mabe, mind you, Ila Shmuel the Mabe Zushain, Haikim the told the Shain to Shain. Ila Rav, the Amar Mabe Zahodom, maybe Rav Papa lived long after Rav. So Rav Papa was at least three generations after Rav. So Rav Papa was, he was a Talmud of Rav, but he learned the Mishnah not like Rav. He knew that it was a Machlokes of the Shul, but he gave Shirin based on Rav. So he learned Mabe Zahodom. So maybe Rav Papa made his comment based on the way that he learned the Mishnah that Ma Mizu Adam, my Ovois Umay told us Isbay. V'chi Teima of Neur told the Yashin. Maybe you'll say that when a person's awake and he aggressively breaks something of somebody else, he aggressively beats somebody else up, that is the Ov. But if he's sleeping and he rolls over somebody's while he's sleeping, he rolls over somebody's property, crushes somebody's property. No, he rolls off the bed and he smashes the guy's his host's alarm clock. So that's Yoshe sleeping. So that's a different kind of Hezek than the Ov, right? Yoshein to Neyar is like Bor to Shor, no? Not quite, but it's certainly a less conscious, less aggressive. It's Gufei Shel Adam. What do you say, Yoni? So the Gemara says maybe that's Oh, and that's told because the Gemara is Vatanan Mu Adam Muad La Oilam Bain Air Bain Yashin. Gemara says, how do you learn pshat in this line? Vatanan. Adam mud liyaylam. The Gemara, the Mishnah, the end of the first parak says Adam is one of the five mu'adais. Second parak defines the various mu'adais that we have. Adam mud liyaylam. Adam is chayiv nezek shalom liyaylam. Adam always has to be concerned that he is a liability. Right? That he's a walking mazik. Mu'ad la'ilam. He has to be, he's chayiv nezek sholem, whether he's awake or whether he's asleep. No? How does that answer the kasha? How does that respond? No? What would you say? How does that respond? Erev yoshin b'shili perik beis. No?
Can't
make a chiluk between the two. That Adam is just like a stam state the whole way through, and therefore it's going to be an av the whole time. If there's no chiluk between Ar and Yasha, that means that, like, the chulayam, like in every case, Adam is going to be an av. So Gemara is saying that Adam has to be an av, both Ar and both Yasha. So why? How does that follow? So far, we're saying that the toldos have all the halachas of the Av. Was that?
If you wanted to say.
Yeah.
That. Yashin would, even if Yashin was a tolda, or say it is a tolda,
yeah,
it's clearly Kayotu, man.
So you say, so you're not sure whether it's an over or a tolda, but either way.
It's Kayotu, man, so let's try something.
That doesn't help us rub off. Is that. Now, is that. Was that?
I think
why do you say that? Told the Yoshin, having Motzil and Mifrach, that the Yoshin should darkil the Hazik v'kori le'ov.
Could have been all it's an av.
Right.
So Tosfos is saying that the Gemara right now is assuming that it's not an av.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever extent we're not asking that question. At the end of the day, it's still not Kayot's then. Even if it wasn't.
Rashi says, Adam near Hanu of Adam Muad Ervi Yashin. Ella told the Adam Avinikichim in near. So Rashi is certainly saying that Yashin is a tolda, is an of. Right? Otherwise, if Eli quoting Effi was correct, then Eli the same. F is correct, then Rashi would say, Ella told the same like Yaseman is Kichavinia. But since Rashi said, Ella told us Adam, it means that Yashin isn't of. Right?
Is that clear in the Gemara, or is that
to be
a
Bechogus
from Rashi tells us?
So Taisva says, told the Yashin. Having Motzil and Mifrach, we could have said later on that the Mishnah that the Mishnah says should darkei lahazik v'kori le'ov, and that would have been a better question than that would be a better question than saying that the what. That it's a tolda, does lav ki yitzven? That would be a better question than saying, I have an inference that it's an of. The lav hachi par rashapi. But lamaskana, even if Effie's read of the Gemara is correct, there's no question that lamaskana tos holds an of. Zev? So either way, the maskana, the Gemara says that Yoshein is an of. A sleeping person is an of. Alright, but Tanan, Adam Mu'ud La'ilam, Bein Er Bein Yoshein. So either way, The Gemara says, Ela kiche v'neye. Right, so it sounds like, certainly according to Rashi, that the Gemara is saying that since Odom Mud La'olam, since it means I have the same responsibility to watch myself, whether I'm awake or asleep, so that means that it's the same machai, the same of. Odom Mud La'olam, Bein Er Bein Yashay. There is no distinction in the degree of responsibility. I wouldn't call, the Gemara says, I wouldn't say that in one case I'm more of an onus than the other case. In one case I can get off the hook because I'm not as responsible for when I'm sleeping. The Gemara says no. That unless it's an onus gomer, the Gemara says if I fell asleep. So I am responsible for the hezek that I cause when I'm sleeping, because when I fall asleep, I have to look around and see where I'm sleeping. If I fall asleep and then somebody else comes and then puts something next to me, that's an onus gomer, then I'm not a chaya. But I'm equally responsible, darkei lahazik, if the person is darkei lahazik, if he's maybe not darkei lahazik, but a person can aggressively cause hezek, and a person is equally chayiv. So if I'm equally chayiv, it means that the etzem chiyuv that I have is that I have to carry responsibility for any of my actions. I'm responsible if I hit somebody, Rahman Aslan. I'm responsible if I break somebody's keli, and I'm responsible if I fall asleep in a certain place. I'm responsible for falling asleep there. I'm not responsible because I rolled over in my sleep. I'm responsible because I slept near something where I could have rolled over and damaged it. So the Chorin is all the same of. It's all my super achrayus of the Mudu Olam Afilu Ba'onus. The Gemara says, "Akich el akich evenei." The person spits, "Heichi dami." If I did the kozik amazke, koychayu. If the boss denayich, that's bor. Ela told the mava kemava. So l'chayra, what do we just say? What's the told of Adam?
There are none.
Ooh, why did you say that? Told the Mava Kamava.
Yeah.